Senator Obama's got a bit of a winning streak going. It's, I think, 10 consecutive contests since California voted about a month ago.
Yeah. So, and I heard you heard that the Americans abroad, citizens abroad, who voted, also the results are in. He won the vote of U.S. citizens abroad as well.
It's now the next big race is Texas and Ohio. Yes. And here in California, at least, Senator Clinton won the Hispanic vote decisively. You were one of the high-profile Latino endorsers. But what does he have to do to win the Hispanic vote, in particularly in Texas, where there's such a huge population?
Just show up. Our difficulty is that Barack Obama is one person, and we need him all over the country. And in California, which is like a nation unto itself, it's tough to have Barack be in all parts of the state at one time, especially when you only have him for a day or two here and there. But every time he'd show up, we drew massive crowds. We saw the percentage of the Latino vote in California go from about 10% or so 2 or 3 months ago to a third of the vote on election day. And so we are very pleased, very proud of the progress that the senator made in California. If we'd had more time and more of him, we think it would have gotten even better. And it's one of those things where the more people get to see him, the more they get to hear him, the more they believe, the more they really connect with his message of change and hope and bringing people together. And that's all it takes. And so we're very pleased with the way things are going. And who would have said a year ago that Barack Obama would have won 10 or 11 elections in a row? And so we're just going to keep going. He's not going to give up. And he's going to keep trying to articulate to the American people that there is a chance to really bring some real change to America.
So the pressure's on for Senator Clinton to come up big on March 4th and in the later primaries. If she is unable to pull it off or unable to slow down Senator Obama's momentum, there's talk that she or her people are going to try to use the superdelegate system to try and put her over the top for the majority to get the nomination. Should she try to game or use the rules of the system to her advantage like this, or should she abide by whatever the voters in the states decide?
I think this primary process and all the elections throughout the country are going to make very clear who should be the nominee for the Democrats, and we fully believe that the process. The election process, the Democratic process, will give us our nominee. Going into the convention, I think superdelegates will try to reflect what the popular vote has been for Democrats. And I think we're going to come out of the convention strong, united, and prepared to take on any challenge and win the White House.
Are you concerned about a brokered convention?
I am very optimistic that this is going to be a fabulous convention, a historic convention. I know the talk is out there that things can go in a different direction. I just don't see it. I think Democrats are so ready to bring change to this country. And we've got great leaders running for president. And I think Senator Obama will be the nominee. But one way or the other, I think what you're going to find is that we understand as Democrats that the country is looking for real leadership, real change. And they're hoping that change will be embodied in our nominee. And I really do think Barack Obama will be the nominee.
Are you worried about any sort of divisive internal disagreements over procedures and rules and things like that?
Listen, we're Democrats, so we love debate. We love to see democracy, small d, in action. But coming out of the convention, I think we're going to be a united bunch ready to take on anything come November.
Has there been any pressure on Senator Clinton to start sort of reassessing her campaign? Do you have any inside the party?
Senator Clinton and Senator Obama should be allowed to run their races, talk to the American people, and let the chips fall where they may. I think we have two great candidates that are running now for president, and I feel very confident that when we come out of this, it won't be just Democrats who will be proud of the Democratic nominee, but Americans. And so let's get to November. I'm anxious for November.